Hello, everyone. I am Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. We are here on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. So thank you for tuning in. My sincere intention is always to bring the loving messages and information of the angels and archangels. So at this time, let's invite the angels and archangels and beings of light to be with us. Please, angels, bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all. Surround us with divine light and let only divine truth come through. Thank you, God and angels. So tonight we have our special guest, Reverend Janie Howard Feldman, who has been communing with the angels for many, many, many years. I think it's more than 40. But Janie will confirm that. Some of you might remember Janie. You know, she's an angelic guest. She's been with us several times here on Angels Are Near Us. She's a wonderful spiritual coach. She's an angelic intuitive and one of the most loving earth angels that I know. She's written several books. Janie Howard Feldman is the author of Commune with the Angels, which came out in 1992. It's now in its 12th printing and published in 5 languages. The other book is Driving Under the Influence of Angels, and Angels by My Side is the other book. Janie is a founder of Be an Angel Day, which is celebrated annually on August 22nd, and she is the founder of Inspire Your Heart with the Arts Day, and that is celebrated on January 31st. Janie maintains her spiritual counseling practice and her workshops in Maryland at Angel Heights at the Spiritual Healings Arts Center. So for more information on Janie, you could go to her website, which is www.earthangel4peace.com. That's earthangel4peace.com. So without further delay, let me welcome Janie. Hi, Janie.
Hi, Linda, and thank you so much for that kind introduction.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being on the show. I know that you are on the East Coast time.
Yes.
And so lovingly, you always come on with your great spirit and joy. I love that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So tonight, we had talked about a little bit, Janie, that you were going to give the angel messages of the Archangel Michael for 2013. So why
Absolutely.
Don't you just go ahead and start wherever you like.
Well, one of the things I'm inspiring your listener with a message from Michael is for us to, when we think of the term DNA, to consider that the letters stand for a divine nature awareness. And we're being inspired by Archangel Michael in this year to see it as a year of embracing our personal power. We're moving, it's a year of shifting paradigms, and we're shifting away once was a feeling or consciousness that people had the power over, for example, power over others. And we're seeing in the world that people are rising up against situations where there's dictators or, for example, in India, there is an uprise or an outrage against the horrific acts such as rape, where people are, you know, have attempted to use the power, such as the masculine energy over a power of a feminine energy. And that is ending. We are shifting. And we're moving into consciousness that God has given us personal power, and we are to use that power to empower ourselves. First of all, to make positive improvements in our lives, to do that which is for our highest good, and also to empower others by being encouraging to others and uplifting and inspiring others. We're being inspired to use sacred rituals in our lives. And I love, as you begin your program, you always welcome in the angels. And I encourage everyone to think about, in this year, doing ritual where you focus on inviting the archangels into your life. And it can be, I encourage people that you can do it like the week that is, week each month that has the number of your birth. So, for example, I'm born on the 31st day of January. So the last week of every month, I would create a ritual where I'm consciously going to the front door, perhaps on Sunday of that week, and opening the door and welcoming the archangels into my life, into my house, into my home for the next week. And then at the end of the week, I open the door and I bless them and send them on their way to continue to do God's work. And during that week, you know, to be aware that you are holding sacred space with the archangels. Now, of course, I'm sure your listeners know the archangels are with you all the time. But what this does by doing this activity, you know, when we consciously invite the archangels into our lives, it changes us. It changes us in recognizing that we've moved ourselves closer in awareness and consciousness to the support of the archangels. And it really is an activity that raises our vibration. And Archangel Michael has said, in this year, the I Am Presence, and that's the IAM Presence, is a year where we intensify. The I stands for intensification of the passion of living our lives. That we are living our lives with great love. You know, we appreciate the gift of our lives. The A is amplification, that we are amplifying our lives through things that lift us up. And that can be music, such as sacred chants. That can be art that inspires us and lifts us up, or books or DVDs or things such as people listening to your radio program. And the M stands for magnification, to do things that increase our magnetic resonance. And the magnetic resonance that's within us, and it draws that which is good for us. The reason we want to increase our magnetic resonance, because it, you know, it draws positive things to us. And mm-hmm. we can do that through positive affirmations, through, for example, spending time out in the sunlight, making certain that the sunlight can get into our house, doing anything that is of the positive nature. It is a year where we are to see ourselves being conscious that we really are fully in the photon belt, which the angels call the blessing bands. And the energy of the photon belt is blessing us. There's a lot of cosmic blessings that are going on this year. We're going to have a comet at the end of the year. It's entitled ISON, the ISON. And I think it's around November 28th that they believe it could be even brighter than a full moon. So there are things to pay attention, because we're not only being blessed here on Earth by each other, of course, always blessed by God. We're blessed by the angels, and there's some wondrous, wondrous cosmic events that are going to be taking place this year. There's going to be a cosmic Star of David on July 29th. So there's just a few of the things, you know, that I'm sharing to be conscious of. It's a year to be conscious that it's up to us to make choices for ourselves that are empowering us as the God thoughts that we are.
I was, I know that I was listening to your CD that you usually send out to the HaHa group, the Human Angelus group, which
yes,
I mean,
thank you.
So I know that you talk a lot about this magnetic energy, and I was just curious if you could just, not curious, if you could really explain that a little bit more, because I know that we attract what we ask for, don't we, Janie? And I believe that Archangel Michael is bringing us so much power, as you say. It's like opening this magnetic energy that we can just pull, that we can just, you know, allow to receive, don't you think?
I do. And one of the things that in my service, Michael has always inspired us to, example, pay attention to the movement. We launched, and I think mm-hmm. it was in 1977, Voyager 1, and it's going into interstellar space. And our consciousness is connected with that. So, you know, it's as if, you know, we've sent a satellite that's going out further than we have ever gone before. And last summer, it was July 28th, it moved into what's known as the magnetic highway. It's a very highly charged. The magnetic highway connects our solar system to interstellar space. And so it's, you know, part of this long journey that Voyager 1 is taking. So in a way, you know, we're being zapped, so to speak, or we're being energetically blessed by the energy of the magnetic. And magnetic energy, if some of your listeners are familiar with the work of the book called The Secret, right, the energy, it's we are empowered with the ability with our thoughts, when we think positive thoughts. You know, there's statements such as, if you believe it, you will see it, mm-hmm. because it's the power of visualization. And so if we believe that, you know, with our visions, with our visualizations, that something is going to happen, we really build up an energy by which we're drawing that to ourselves. So it can be positive, of course, prayer, meditation, affirmations, saying things that, you know, are statements. There was a book once called Your Body Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought. And really, a negative thought is a waste of energy, because the positive builds up that magnetic energy and draws things to us much more quickly. Doing things such as being near water. And when we take showers, we can have a visualization activity, because there is a positive energy to the water vibration. And so it supports us. And a lot of times people have probably heard that people get intuitive inspirations when they're in the water, either taking a bath or taking a shower. And that's connected with that very powerful magnetic energy. It's as if we make a connection with our ideas and we have those epiphanies or those aha moments. So it is an opportunity in this year that we can see that God has given us such glorious energy to work with. And it's up to us to choose how we're going to use it, and it's really beneficial to choose to focus on having goals, of course, on having very positive goals of what we want to achieve and accomplish and how we want to bless our lives and be a blessing to others.
I love that you say about the water, because it's so true, you know, I was talking with someone that when we take a shower, we sometimes get these incredible ideas. Creativity appears in some way. Just taking a shower, it has happened to me. Like, suddenly I have these ideas where did that come from? And I just stay in the shower waiting for more guidance. So it's incredible what water does, and drinking water as well. But I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to say one thing. You were talking about the shower. That I just read something recently that mm-hmm. the back of our heart is actually the shoulder blades. It would mm-hmm. be the place where we would imagine if we had wings, they would be. And so when people are taking shower, if they stand with their back to the water and mm-hmm. visualize that they're opening their heart, to all the love, you know, in life, and they're opening to all of God's goodness, that's another visualization that we can do, that we could actually stand there and say, "My God," say to God, you know, as we feel the water blessing our back, "My heart is open to you."
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. It's the heart chakra energy, absolutely.
Absolutely.
What I also remembered when you were talking about raising, you know, our vibration, listening to music, which you have always, you know, encouraged us to be in the arts and to look at art or beautiful paintings, of course, again, music and prayer, which is so powerful. Oh. And how about Psalm 91, which I love, you know, he will give his angels charge over you. I just love that one too.
Absolutely. And you know, this year, in the Chinese New Year, it is 6 year when you add the 2013, and it's the mm-hmm. year of the water snake. And the water snake energy inspires us to shed things, just as the snake sheds its skin. I heard Mark Borax, who an astrologer, said, shed everything in this year of the snake but love. Do not, you know, shed is what we keep. We keep love. We don't shed love vibration.
Yes.
And in the Chinese New Year, they refer to it as the year of right livelihood, And Michael had me look up the word livelihood. It actually originated from a word that means live load, LIVELODE, which means that we live our life, you know, in the right way, all right? And that's exactly right. Psalm 91 is the energy where it has a statement that God has given the angels charge over thy way. And I really, in making that connection, see that as God is inspiring us to live our lives with right conduct, you know, doing things that uplift our energy, just as you said, with music or things that raise our vibration, so mm-hmm. that our energy is glorifying God and exalting God, and that we know we're fully alive and conscious and aware every breath of our being of the gift that we're given, how precious every moment is, you know, how sacred every moment is in our lives.
Very precious. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I know that sometimes we don't understand, Janie. You were saying, you know, the power is changing now in our world and in our lives. Sometimes, you know, we experience situations that we don't understand, but they can be blessings. You know, the angels have always showed me that anything that happens challenging in my life, it's because there is a blessing there. You know, it's something that is guiding us toward our highest good, or our highest purpose. And where I'm going to is that I love that Archangel Michael brings these reminders to you, and that inspires you, you know, to remind everyone that we're here for a different purpose, each one of us. You know, we're each very unique. And I believe that is something that you know, that all the archangels want to help us.
Oh, they do. They absolutely do. They give us such support. You know, I always say they're not body snatchers. They don't want to take our lives over for us and live our lives. No, they totally recognize. I mean, they've been delegated by God, you know, to inspire us to see how. I always say part of my service is to mirror to people that you're walking, talking, breathing, holy of holies. As Albert Einstein said, I want to know God's thoughts. Everything else is detail. And each of us, as you said, is a very unique, one-of-a-kind God thought. There is no one like us in all creation. And the divine place within us, a masculine energy that at times is referred to as Abba or Father or the spirit vibration, and it's really the action that we've come to do, the activities. We have free will. We get to choose what they are, but we have come to live our lives. You know, for example, we've come to be the energy of love and being lovable and being love in expression. And then there's a feminine energy within us, which is Matrona. It's referred to as Mother or Sophia or Gaia, such as the Mother Earth. And that's our ability that we are open and receptive to, for example, the blessings of God. And I always say the feminine receives the energy or is conscious of the energy and then fuels the fire of the masculine energy, you know, supporting it to go out and do things that we are inspired to do in our lives. And the union of the masculine and the feminine, it brings forth that we are birthing what I call the Christ seed. I love when Jesus said, all this and more you shall do. Well, wow, that more energy is just a term that we're discovering in our lives, that the divine has blessed us in infinite ways. And I think your listeners would agree, they're not, you know, if we think back 10 years ago, we're not the same people that we were 10 years ago. We're opening up, you know, in ways that we wouldn't even imagined, you know, was possible. And the discoveries that are being made and the expansiveness of our consciousness. So that's the energy that Christ was saying, the more of you that we could keep opening and being willing to stretch ourselves spiritually and to grow.
Definitely, yes. Well, so with so many blessings from angels and messages from our dear Janie, we're going to take a break right now, and we'll open the lines to those who want to call in for questions or for angel messages. Is that okay, Janie?
Absolutely. It's beautiful. Thank you.
And I do want to just ask our callers to give your date of birth, because that helps Janie just to pass on the message. And then I can pass on other angel messages as well. So let me give out those numbers and you can start calling in. Toll free 1-888-627-6008 or 530-413-5011. Or 530-413-4522. So we'll be back in about 90 seconds.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Lost in a haze, not your fault. It's just all that I've got. It's not you, babe. It's me. You showed up like a ghost from the past. This coffee shop is where we come back to begin again. Under my skin again, you.
Hi there. We are back. A little technical problem here, but that's okay. I think we're in Mercury retrograde, aren't we, Janie?
Yeah, on the 23rd, exactly right.
And I'm like, I'm not going to pay attention to this, but it happens. Anyway, right, you're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBS Radio. And our wonderful guest is Janie Feldman, which is going to give us angel messages. And I'm waiting for a caller right now. I think Doug is writing this person in, so I want to see who it is. Randy, hello.
Aloha, how are you today?
How are you? Aloha, Randy. So let me give Janie your date of birth, which is February 18th, 65. Uh-huh. Janie.
Thank you very much. Randy, if you were listening to the program earlier, I was sharing that how we are holy of holies. We are walking, talking, breathing God blessings. And with your birth date, I'm mirroring to you that what I do with the angels is I take a look at the birth date. So the 2 represents the masculine energy. The 18 is really the Christ seed energy. That's your birth date. It reduces to a 9. And the 1965 reduces to a 21. That's a 3 vibration. And this, what the angels are blessing you is just for you to see that this is a very creative year for you. It's an energy of new opportunities. And I'm going to just say, you might want to just carry around a book with you, a journal, where you capture the inspirations. You might think they come out of a blue, but it's really your wonderful, you know, ideas, the divine blessing you with your brain, with illuminating it with ideas. And it's an energy for you. I don't know if you're someone who is open to having their own business or has their own business, but it's an expansion of your energy in a very positive way. And to see yourself almost like a pioneer, that you're blazing a new trail, in some way. One thing I do want to say, because you have that 2 vibration of the masculine, you may want to include someone else in the idea as well, like having a partner or teaming up an alliance, that you team up, you know, with someone with the project. Like you do part of it and then you go to someone else and they support you in doing a part of it as well. Because a great energy for you is the ability to understand people, to cooperate with people. You would be someone who can help mediate, to see both sides of an issue. So it is an exciting year for you, and you're being inspired by spirit to channel that energy abundantly. I'm going to just, before I close, I'm going to comment that one of my students gave me a sign. It was in French, and it says, Entrez le day artiste, enter the artist. And I was inspired by the angels that was given to me to remind people of our artistic energy. And I really want to say that to you for 2013. Allow that artistic, creative energy to come forward in full throttle for yourself. So God bless you abundantly.
So
thank you very much.
Randy, I'll just add, this is Linda, I'll just add to that. I was asking Archangel Michael for a message, and the first thing that came out was he was saying, go forward fearlessly. I heard go forward fearlessly. So, you know, what Janie is saying, just adding to that is that Archangel Michael is walking with you, he says, every step of the way. you know, giving you confidence and that courage and guiding you with new thoughts and those actions, you know, in the direction of love. And so that is really one of your life purposes. It's do you feel it's like it's a new beginning or a fresh start going on around you? And the buzzword the buzzword is your inner guidance is trustworthy. So you need to trust.
Thank you so much. That's a wonderful message you guys both gave me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Love to you, Randy.
Okay, hey, can I just ask, do you have a lot of calls real quick? I work with my wife, and her birthday is 12/28/54.
Oh, that's great. I think that's so great that you work with your wife. That's exactly what I was talking about. You want to work
about,
with someone.
About partners, yes.
I love it, with the vibration, you know, with the energy. So that makes me just really happy with that energy. The one thing I want to just mirror to your wife's energy, I'm going to just quickly say, she has the 12, okay, which would be your masculine energy. So part of her service is to be a link, all right? She's going to be she's a wonderful connector, you know, so that is going to be any year, not just this year. But the energy for her is that in some way for her to see there's an expansive of her networking ability, or that she can make even more powerful connections, or, you know, get, like, you know, get from A, B, and C to make that happen. Her 1954, her feminine vibration, it's a number one. All right. So the one thing for her in this year is to really honor that she has a connection with the divine. All right. It can be through just a knowingness, her intuition, heightened intuition energy, that she's plugged into source. She may feel that abundantly already, but it's even more so. And it's also mirroring to her that you two are teamed up, but for her to recognize that she brings a personal uniqueness. In this year, there is an emphasis on what she does, and she, let's just say, that, remember that song, No One Does It Better, Nobody Does It Better. I think it was a James Bond song. For her to recognize that she has this special uniqueness. And it's a really, I keep getting the energy around her for see that to have all lines of communication open. So if she made contacts with companies in the past, or if there's ways that she communicated and she hadn't talked to someone in a while, you know, like sometimes we think, well, that's a closed door, or, you know, they went with a contract with someone else. No, revisit it, because the lines of communication with her, there's a great fluidity energy around her in 2013. And I'm just saying, you know, for her to see her plugged into that energy.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Randy. And then one more thing for Randy is that you and your wife are a wonderful couple. There's lots of love between you, almost like a twin flame love. So the relationship is really good.
Soulmate.
That's beautiful.
That's
beautiful here.
Okay, is that it?
That's it, Randy.
Thank you so much. Blessings to both of you, and much love.
Thank you, Randy. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was a great message.
I love hearing, you know, the energy of the soulmate and of teaming up. That's wonderful.
I know. And it is incredible how it comes out. I mean, it's just so validating, you know, because I read my cards and I'm asking, you know, Archangel Michael. And the first thing that came out, it said husband, wife, and it said then twin soulmate or something. I'm like, my God.
That's so uplifting, inspiring for all of us.
It's inspiring for all of us, definitely. We don't have a call right now. So I was going to ask you, Janie, can we talk a little bit about Archangel Michael with his blue ray? You know, how he gives us strength with he's the first ray, I think. So that's why I know he's the blue ray, the blue flame.
Right. And that first ray, you know, when we think of the number one, all right, the energy, if your listeners just imagine that God is symbolized by this circle, the energy, I always say that's the most ancient sacred symbol, that we can never look at it from the outside. We are always in the circle. And coming from that circle, if we visualize the number one, it's like a line of spirit, or as you said, a ray or an energy. And Archangel Michael is known as the guardian of the first ray, because the archetypal energies that he blesses us with is God's power and God's protection. That's why God is Michael is recognized, for example, as the patron saint or angel of the police department and the armed forces. Mm-hmm. And he represents that he protects us. And that ray energy is just as you were talking about with Psalm 91, the first thing the divine wants us to know is that we are under God's protection, that God created us, and as the psalm said, I'm in the secret place of the Most High Living God. God is my refuge, and God I trust. And you had that message for Randy, the trust, how important the trust. So the blue ray energizes with the strength for us to trust. You know, when we're moving into something new and we don't start to see, you know, how it's starting to shape itself, we have to have that faith. And that is Archangel Michael's energy, to keep the faith, to feel the protection, to feel the power, the oneness with God's power that God created us, you know, to be creative in our lives and to have joyous lives. And that energy of feeling that we're never abandoned, we're never alone. Archangel Michael is always there, you know, as a companion, as God's messenger. So it's very uplifting. I always encourage people to have at least a picture or a statue of Archangel Michael, just to remind us he's a messenger of God's energy, just to remind us, you know, because sometimes there's a lot of negativity on the planet, you know, and sometimes things are a little frightening and unsettling. And just to realign ourselves that God is taking good care of us, and as you said, the importance of prayer and the importance of turning to God.
Oh, and
that
Michael
is very comforting.
I'm glad you remind us that, because he does shield us, you know, from any destructive thoughts or surroundings that, you know, that are around us or with us, and emotions. So thank you for saying that. We have another caller, Carol from Kansas. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, Carol. Yes. Could you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I am looking for an angel message. I have been quite ill, and I'm wondering to know what the Archangel Michael's, if he has a message for me.
Yes. Janie, her date of birth is August 5th, 1944.
Right. And of course, I want to just say to you, thank you, Carol, for calling in, because I want you to know that something I do every morning and every evening is part of my service. It's what I call Raphael's guest list, and Raphael is the Archangel of Healing. So with your permission, I will be sending you prayers of healing and God's love and light to support you in your healing energy. And with your working with the energy of the 8, your birthday is August 8th, so the 8 is the masculine energy. It's August 5th, excuse me, but it's August is the number 8, and then your crisis number is the number 5. And then with the energy, all right, just to give you that example. So first of all, what I'm being inspired for is to keep yourself in a continuous visualization that you are receiving God's healing. For you to see yourself as that receptive energy, that you might say it as an affirmation. When you go to sleep at night, it's a wonderful time when your body rejuvenates itself, and it's a wonderful time when God's angels come to us and give us healing, because we kind of get, you know, our consciousness out of the way. We get out of the way. So just as when you're laying down at night to attune to God's healing energies, that you're turning your body over to them, and that they can energize every cell, every atom, every molecule of being with God's healing, and that you are embracing God's reality, that God wills healing in your life. And I'm seeing an energy around you for the new year that in some way, you know, what you're doing or what the body is doing, that it's working through this beautiful process, all right, to, I want to say it's a transmutation of things. And so there's things that I'm sure the doctors are doing. You know, God bless them in helping you in your healing vibration. And you're just being asked to, like I said, amp up the energy. Michael said, whatever it is that you want to amp up So you to raise up a consciousness that every day you are growing stronger and you're being healed and you're raising that light vibration. And it is transmuting anything that's out of balance, anything that is out of harmony. I emphasize because with your birth date, Carol, with that 8-5-1944, all right, with the energy, the 8, which is your activity energy, means what you desire for yourself is very important. You being conscious of your heart's desire or desire for healing, that you're an important ingredient of the healing process. And so that's why I gave you the example of, you know, Louise Hay has a wonderful book, You Can Heal Yourself, and it has positive affirmations. So let this be a year where you are conscious of, you are asking the divine for, you know, beautiful healing, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So God bless you. It's a year of abundant consciousness that God is blessing you with wellness.
Carolyn, then this is Linda. Let me add what I asked Archangel Michael. What came out was that you lean on God and the angels for support because they are there with you. They're like with open arms. They're ready, you know, to heal you more than you even know, and just to allow them to be with you. You know, Janie was talking about going to sleep at night, saying a prayer maybe, mm-hmm. asking the angels and your guardian angels to give you the trust and the faith that you need right now, and allowing divine miracles to happen and to shine. And, you know, through your dreams, you're open because you're not as conscious when we're awake, you know, our ego is in the way. But when we're asleep, it's so easy for Archangel Michael to come and give us healing, for your angels to come and give you healing, and to know that you are protected. You know, affirmations like Jenny was saying, you know, I am protected. I am protected and I am healed now. And I am protected by the Archangel Michael. Saying that every day and every night, and know that the healing will be there.
Linda, when I was hearing you say that, it reminded me of that people can have a prayer box, all right, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. on your altar, and it can be like something like a little heart-shaped box, and where mm-hmm. you write down, you know, your intimate request to God, you know, God, send me your healing, and that put that in the box. And know, you know, that the divine is hearing the desires of your heart. And I know that Carol has that and that desire in her heart. It's just an activity where we do it outwardly. It's an energy that a lot of times, you know, God already knows the desires of our heart. But it is like you're saying, to call upon, you know, God's healing angels and the act to raise your vibration through things where you're asking for it. We have that beautiful biblical verse, ask and ye shall receive. And so it is the energy to never forget to keep asking, you know, please send me your healing rays, God. Send me your blessings, because you are so loved and cherished, Carol, and that the divine wants to bless you abundantly.
Yes, I try to stay in a highest vibration as I can, but I thank you both very, very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And you're
I'm
welcome,
wrapping
Carol.
You, yep, wrapping you in oodles of love and healing and prayer, Carol.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
God bless you, Carol. Thank you for calling.
And I want to just say that my website, as you mentioned, is Earth Angel and the number for peace at AOL.com. And people mm-hmm. can go there and request prayer support. You know, it's,
yes.
I just so feel so blessed and honored, and I'm sure people can contact you as well. That part of our service is to let people know. And I just need people's names. They do not need to share, because God already knows what's going on in their lives. What I do is every morning and evening, you know, join with the angels to ask for God's healing and prayer and light for all those who have contacted me. So please know that I just feel so blessed when people ask for prayer support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love to pray for everyone as well. And I
yes.
learned that from you, Janie, that we can pray for everyone and just include them. And I also have my little angel box, which I love, you know, just put in there
yes.
your messages, messages of, you know, anything that you need,
right.
that you want, and just let it go. Surrender, right? Because mm-hmm. we forget to surrender. We want to take control and, you know, I'm going to do it this way and maybe I'm going to do it that way. But I have learned, just put it in a little box and forget about it.
That is, you're so true. We do like to hold on to it, don't we? The energy. Let go and let God is what the words are in the inspiration. Yes.
Exactly. So I love that. So give us more information on what are you doing. I know that you're giving your classes at Angel Heights and different consultations so people can know how to reach you.
Right. If people go to the website, earthangelforpeace.com, there is a place where you can sign up for the free email list. And this is the only way I really advertise now, you know, for people. But we send out little newsletter. We send out information. For example, tomorrow night I'm joining with someone you know, a dear friend, Reverend Fran Faden, and we're doing a teleclass. With about the Violet Flame and Saint Germain and how we can raise our vibration. And so if people get all my emails, they'll get all the flyers with the activities, you know, that I do and the things that I offer. I do a lot of teleclasses, so people don't have to travel. They can tune in with their telephone, just like we're chatting tonight, and they can hear classes that I teach. And there's also my products are available at the website if people are interested in that.
Yes, I know that's very important to take classes because it opens up so much of our intuition at the same time. But at the same time, it just gives you much more knowledge of the angels and who they are. And I really want to recommend anyone who takes a class with Janie is wonderful. She gives wonderful angel readings as well. Are you giving, I saw that you were giving now baby blessings or what is that about?
Oh, yes. When people have relatives who have babies or if they have babies themselves, they order a baby blessing. It's actually what I do is I produce. It's a loose leaf notebook that has wonderful art because, as you mentioned, I do love to inspire people with art. And it's delightful, you know, images of babies. And then it's actually a reading that I do based on the child's natal birth chart, you know, when we were born, you know, we come through our mother's womb, and at that birth moment, there's a sun sign. Everyone knows their sun sign, and it's the sign that the sun is in, and the degree, and the seconds. And then the planets, who are simply, you know, in ancient Judaic teaching, the planets are regarded as angels near the throne of God. They are simply messengers, you know, that inspire us, you know, the energy of we have free will. So I do a recording and a chart for blessings about the child, you know, uplifting and inspirational messages about the gifts that the child brings to this life and ways for the parents to be sort of supportive of the child. So that's what the baby blessing is. And oftentimes people give it as a gift to new parents.
Oh, I love that. That's lovely. Lovely.
I love it. I just feel I love doing, you know, I just did a child recently whose name was Griffin, and I absolutely love the symbology of the Griffin energy, so also in the back of it. And I have taken groups of people around the world and, you know, have seen a lot of different symbology in places and had some information on the Griffin. So at the back of the book, I even did a little, like, extra art blessing because I was so enchanted with the child's name. So things like that. It's always delightful to do.
That is lovely. And I know that you're doing the teleclass with Frances Faden tomorrow. Do you have information on that on your website, or can they
if anyone is interested, you know, because we are about 24 hours away, to just contact me at earthangel4peace@aol.com. That's my email. It's earthangel4peace@aol.com. And just say, Janie, send me information on, you know, Tuesday night's class, and I will send it directly to them.
I was mentioning that because I know that you're going to talk about the silver violet flame.
Yes, right.
Which is a wonderful way of protecting ourselves, and it's a raising vibration at the same time.
It is. It's a consciousness, just as we were talking to some of your listeners, to be conscious that there are so many gifts and blessings that the divine gives to us, one of which is the angels and archangels. And with our consciousness, like as you said, you know, investing in ourselves and learning and reading and, you know, gaining more wisdom, vibration, we are able to amp up ourselves, so to speak, you know, get us out of the doldrums at times and get our vibration, you know, very attuned to the celestial and that which uplifts us and inspires us.
It is. It's very inspiring. And I know that Archangel Michael wants us to raise our vibration. And I was just reading my part of my writings that I was doing for my blog, but I was remembering the angelic frequency. That's why I saw the silver violet flame, that, you know, we can raise our vibration, like you said, music, the essential oils, which are just so wonderful, aren't they?
Yes, I do. I recommend to your listeners, there's a book by Dr. David Stewart, The Healing Oils of the Bible. And he talks about, you know, the oils that are mentioned in the Bible, for example, but he also talks about the chemistry of healing, of what you were saying, essential mm-hmm. oils, that they have a high vibration. They're made of flowers, and the flowers have such a high vibration. For example, the highest vibration is rose. All right, mm-hmm. we operate at around 68 megahertz, and rose is 320. So when they say the statement, stop and smell the roses, well, the fragrance of the rose goes into our nose, and it blesses the amygdala in our brain, and it kind of pinfires or stirs us into a positive frequency. It raises our vibration. So essential oils are such a blessing from God because the flowers are a blessing from God.
Absolutely. I remember that when you talked about the rose vibration. I love roses, but it is a very high vibration. And like you're saying, just smelling a rose or mm-hmm. applying rose oil, you're lifting your body, your mind, your spirit. You're completely almost at the frequency of the angels. You know,
and I had to honor you, Linda, because remember when you and I came to visit you in Oregon mm-hmm. and we went to the rose garden
yes.
that, you know, Portland's known for? So you're exactly right. When people stop and smell a rosebud, they're not, you know, that energy is a blessing. The fragrance, the flowers' fragrances bless us energetically. And they actually go on a cellular level. If people read Dr. Stewart's book, you know, I'm not going to get the terms right, but there's sequestraterpenes and monoterpenes, and they really mm-hmm. go in like scrubby bubbles, and they clean our cells out from programs that are not abundant, so to speak, and they bring in a fresh, you know, vibration. They rejuvenate us, and they revitalize us. So the flowers are, you know, for example, through essential oils, are such mm-hmm. a support to us amping up our vibration.
Also, I love crystals and stones. So even a rose quartz has a very high vibration.
Absolutely. The mineral kingdom, our friends of rocks and stones, they bless us. And so when people, if they have the opportunity to go to like a mineral show, you know, just I always say to people, go in with your intuition open and that you're being open, receptive to a stone, like you said, rose quartz, that may call to you. And just, you know, you'll find yourself being drawn to a table. And there might be one little stone there that you're feeling that is saying, look at me, pick me up, all right? And then you just ask the person who's behind the table, well, what is this stone? And what are its qualities? What is it known for with its energy? And, you know, you may decide to buy it, but you'll learn something. You'll learn something about it. You'll learn about your intuition of what you're being guided to and why you're being guided. And I would, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't work out that the stone was exactly an energy that you needed for whatever was going on in your life. Like you said, if we need more love or, you know, the world seems a little cold, the rose quartz just radiates such unconditional love to us. You know, I always encourage people to have like a rose quartz heart because the symbology of the heart and the rose quartz is a messenger that God loves us, you know, and the love is never ending. It's unconditional love. So it's a beautiful stone to have near us.
Yes, it does. I mean, all crystals, you know, they have these similar attributes to angels. You know, they love us, they support us. Emotionally, spiritually, like you're saying as well. And so some of the stones of me, now that we're talking about Archangel Michael, would be the blue stones. I'm thinking about lapis.
Absolutely, lapis. Another one that has blue in it is the labradorite, you know, with the energy. I find
it's a beautiful stone, yes.
It's a beautiful stone. It's often referred to that there's like wonderful legends around a lot of the stones, and it has within it the aurora borealis. I always love that. The cosmic rainbow energy is in the labradorite. But I just always feel the strength of Michael. Michael has also, you know, he's not limited to one stone, but he very much encourages people, anything such as ruby or garnet, or anything with a deep red vibration, even though you're right, he's with the blue ray, he mm-hmm. mirrors that because the red deals with commitment, that he is God has given him the energy to be committed to our highest good, to protect us, to support us. And he's often said that when people, I was guided when I took a group of people to Alaska, there is a town called Wrangell, W-R-A-N-G-E-L. It actually has angel in the town's name. And there's a mine of garnet, all right? It's actually owned by the children of Wrangell. Through ownership, it ended up being gifted by someone or willed, you know, they left it in their will to the children. And so the energy of the garnet is this very deep red vibration. And Michael says the garnet energy is what we, when we attune to it, is to remember, you know, that God is, you know, really, you know, watching over and committed to our living abundant, full lives, you know, abundantly blessed lives, and to trust in that support. So that's wonderful. And another stone I have to mention recently is any meteorite energy. Moldavite. Michael is definitely known for moldavite. There's great legend around the moldavite vibration that Michael, in fact, there's legend that when he did battle, you know, with the dark forces, with his sword, with his God sword energy, he knocked the Moldavite out of the crown of negativity, and the Moldavite came to earth as a blessing vibration. Moldavite is an energy that is very much like a meteorite vibration. It's something that comes, so to speak, from another world or, you know, another place in our energy system. And so when we work with any meteorite energy, it raises up and gives us a sensing that a lot of times we limit ourselves, you know, with the way, you know, we perceive, you know, it's like it expands our dimensional thinking. And I mention it because we've just had the recent meteorite that landed in Russia.
Yes.
And so, I've done work with the angels with crystals that raise our chakras. And so if you want to, like, raise the kundalini energy, you know, you want to raise yourself to a high vibration, meteorite is a wonderful tool to use.
Oh, that is, I'm so glad.
And you can get little pieces inexpensively. You know, I know people might see on TV where they're talking about people in Russia are selling for very, very
selling the pieces of meteorite.
Yes, for large amounts of money on eBay, and that's abundant. That's, you know, they can do that. But you can go to mineral shows and get small, very minute, you know, pieces, and that works fine. That's really wonderful.
Yeah, I think with a small piece, there's enough vibration or
frequency.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't need a very large one for that.
Right. Yeah, that would be funny for right.
Let's carry our meter right. Anyway, I'm so glad you're talking about these crystals, because that does empower us. So we have a few minutes left. I just wanted to what would you just leave to our audience, for our listeners, with what message of Michael, which I know that there's so much power, just to give us more hope, Janie, for this year.
Well, again, when we're looking at the year of 2013, you know, really the emphasis, Michael, is on the, you know, we write 2013, and that number 3 is often, you know, referred to as a transformation number. And so we're being inspired by Michael to really be conscious of cutting away things that are heavy or stagnant or no longer useful in our lives, that we're being inspired to let go of restrictive thinking or oppressive or limiting attitudes and beliefs or ideas in our lives that are truly outdated. We can make choices to rid ourselves of mental clutter, just as I'm sure, you know, we're feeling inspired to clean out our attics or clean out basements or whatever, because it's a way of letting go of attachments, you know, that are outlived and, you know, no longer serve our highest good. We're welcoming in a new reality of living with the consciousness, what might be referred to as a divine particle mind, where Michael says, believe in your divine identity, believe in the divine nature, awareness of you. And that energy, you know, is helping us realize the things that we thought were impossible are possible, that we're seeing ourselves as infinity thinkers, and we're aligning ourselves with God's infinite mind energy. Michael blesses everyone who's listening that we are all sculptors, we are artists, and with our words and our choices and activities, we are truly shaping our destiny. So I encourage everyone, you know, to embrace the fullness of light that they are and to support it energetically and be conscious of anything that blocks your light or diminishes your light or distracts you from being aware of what a beautiful blessing of God you are.
Thank you, Janie. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show, for bringing us your wisdom and your inspiration. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And I'm sure all our listeners appreciate it. And I want to thank all our listeners. I'm going to say a little prayer in closing. We still have a few seconds, just so we could blessings from our angels and archangels. So taking a deep breath. Angels, God and angels, bless us with peace, with strength, and courage. Fill our hearts, our minds, and our body with God's wholeness and healing. We are grateful for your blessing, presence, and loving compassion at every moment. We know that through angelic love, the sacred wisdom of God flows through us and enfolds us as rays of sun upon all on earth. Help us to learn having patience and tolerance, allowing to embrace harmony and balance and truthful happiness in our life. We thank you for continuous blessings, always looking for our highest good. Amen. So thank you, everyone, all our callers, our listeners. Thank you to our radio manager, Doug. And may God bless you and angels protect you till next time. Good night.